Blog Talk Radio. You say you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, I plead. You gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Thank God to all of you online tonight. Amen. I want to thank y'all for Wednesday tonight. Amen. And we want to get into the word tonight. Anyone got a prayer for us tonight? You want to pray? Somebody want to give us a prayer tonight before we get going? Thank God. Amen. Well, amen. Father God, just thank you tonight for being good to us. You've been better to us, Lord, than we've been to ourselves. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for making way out of no way, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being our keeper. Thank you for being our provider. And because you are our keeper and provider, we thank you, Lord, for our daily bread today, Lord, is what we need today, Lord, to encourage us. We thank you tonight for our salvation. It was you that died upon the tree for us, shedded your blood, and we might live and have life. Thank you for life tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen tonight. I'd just like for you to turn in the Bible. I want to be talking about being determined tonight. Being determined, being determined, being determined. Amen. So that we got to be determined to make it. We got to be determined to do things. And we can't sit back and watch things happen. We got to be determined to happen. My first scripture, Job 22, amen, and 28, amen. Because thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the Lord shall shine upon thy way. Amen. You know, I was looking at the word tonight. You know, when you come to the word, you look at the word, you kind of find different meanings to the word. And I've always looked at the word, thou shalt decree a thing. And I looked at that word decree. That means I shall decide. You're supposed to decide a thing. In other words, when you decide to do something, then you need to do it. We can't sit back and be, what was the word I used today? Not procrastination, not procrastinate, but you know, when you say something and then you don't do it. I was trying to think of the word for that. It'll come back to me in a minute, but just think about the word decree. In other words, got to make a decision that you're going to do something. You got to decide. And then, in other words, in your life, you got to determine. You got to be a determined person. In order to accomplish any goal in your life or do anything in your life, you have to be a determined person. And if you're not a determined person, then you won't end up doing what it is that you said you're going to do. You know how sometimes we sit back and say we've been waiting on the Lord? Well, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. But no, we're not waiting on the Lord. The Lord has already made his move. He's already done what he said that he was going to do. And now he's just waiting on us. Determined people, people who are determined are successful people. People who make up their mind, they're going to do something, they're going to let nothing change. They're not going to let anything change them. And so he says, you got to decide, or you got to decree a thing, or you got to say something. You have to do something. Being determined. Being determined is, what it means by being determined is you want to make a firm decision and you're not going to change. See, that's what being determined is. I made a decision. I don't know what goal you got in your life or what is it that you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to do. You're not going to do it unless you're determined to do it, because there's always going to be obstacles and things in your way, but you still got to be determined to overcome it. You see, in order to overcome something, you got to be determined, because we always know that the enemy is always going to put something in your life. He's always going to try to put a block there. He's there to stop you. He's an opposer. That's what he does. He opposes the thing of God, but determined people are always successful people, no matter what it is. And if the saints of God, if we don't get determined today, we won't never make the journey. We won't ever get there. We'll never get the business going. Amen. We'll never become what the plan that God has for you. You'll never do it. It's because you got to know we have to overcome obstacles in our life. So he says, thou shalt decree a thing. Thou shalt say a thing. Or you got to make up your mind about it. Do you have a made-up mind of what it is that the vision that God has shown you that you want to do? Have you made up your mind that you want to do it? It don't matter how things look. It don't matter how things are. But are you determined? If it's something that you want to overcome, are you determined to overcome it? If you're determined to overcome it, then what are you doing that you might overcome it? Are you doing anything to overcome the thing that you say you want to overcome? Being determined. That's what I want to talk about. Being determined, amen. Amen. When you're a very determined person, amen, you have considered the facts. You consider the options. But no matter what is going on, you still say that you want to do it. You want to make it. And I just went through the Bible to get examples of determined people, people who refuse to let go, people who refuse not to do something, people who refuse to accomplish their goal, and no matter what it is. Now, one thing I say, people who are determined people, they're not afraid of death. You see, because sometimes you're always going to get threatened. Let's look at the book of Acts. I want to go to the book of Acts. I took that scripture just to show. I want to go to the book of Acts because when we're looking in the Word of God, I began to see so many determined people in the Bible and the things that they did to overcome obstacles and out of all the things they was in. And I said, well, look at Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was a very determined man. He was a man that had a lot of zeal when he was, when you say he was a sinner, he had a lot of zeal when he was a sinner, but he didn't lose this zeal once he got saved. A lot of us were very determined before we got saved. If there was something we want to do, we found a way to do it. You know, you wanted to slip out the house, and you were determined you were going to slip out the house. And then you got a ladder, you climbed down out of the window, you sneaked back in the house. You were determined to do what you wanted to do. But we did that in the world, but are we willing to do that with God? Are we determined to accomplish things in God the same way we were willing to accomplish things in the world? Acts chapter 20. I won't read, amen. Praise God. Amen.
Good verse.
Acts chapter 20. Let's start at verse 17. Let's just read the word, amen. From the lips, Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church. Now this is Paul now. He's in the litter now. He's been in great danger, but now he's sending for the elders of the church. He's in the litter. And when he arrived, he said unto them, you know how I lived the whole time I was with you. From the first day I came into the province of Asia, I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, and in the midst of to be a test by the plots of my Jewish opponent. Now, he was facing opposition here. You know, the Pharisees in that day, they were the ones who was opposed. There's always the church people. There's always an opposition of you doing something. That's why you can't let other people tell you what it is that you can't do. And I don't mean not telling you what you can't do that is something that is right, but if God has given you a vision on something, you can't let anybody tell you what it is you can't do, because there's always going to be somebody to oppose you. When you look like opposition, you're going to find opposition. The wind going to blow. You're going to have some storms in your life. But if you're determined to get to the other side, you're going to move forward in faith. And that is what God called it. People who are people of faith are people who don't give up. They accomplish great things because they got what? They got great faith. They are determined people. They don't give up. They don't hold back. And even when they are threatened, they don't even pay attention to the threats that they get. And I think that has been what's been wrong with a lot of us today, you know, because of the threats that come against us, a lot of things that we could have done that we did do because we were afraid of the threats. Mm-hmm. See, our downfall has not been because we couldn't do it. Our downfall has been because we always talk about the other people. The reason I didn't do it because of the other people was in the way. You know how we do. Amen. See, if you determined to do something, you won't care what the other people think. Mm-hmm. Huh? That's when you're determined. Now, when you got your mind made up, you didn't care. You didn't care if your mama was going to whip you back in the day. You didn't care whether you're going to get a whipping. You didn't care about none of that. You just want to do what you wanted to do because that was something you wanted to do because you were determined to do it. Mm-hmm. Just like you were determined to sin, you did it because you determined you was going to do it. You knew it was wrong for the thing that you was doing, but even though you knew it was wrong, but yet you did it. Because, well, that's something you wanted to do, huh? But why can't it be something like that with the Lord? Well, why can't it be something like that in the church? Well, why can't the people of God have the same determination in their saved life as they had it in their other life? Hmm? How did we lose so much faith? We had faith to do wrong. We had all types of faith to do wrong, but all of a sudden now, when the thing's going to be good and God has promised us he's going to be with us, he's never going to leave us, he's never going to forsake us, he's going to be there for us. But are you determined to make it? That's the thing about it. Are you determined to make it? Hmm? With regards to how things are and how things look, you got to be determined. So Paul was a determined man. He talked about how he served the Lord with great humility. And he was a humble man. Humility means he was humble. Even though he had revelation on top of revelation, he had seen the Lord, amen, on the road to Damascus. But still, he was a humble person. You know, the Bible said pride is what brings us low. And so whatever we do, we got to do it in humility, huh? Not being prideful. And here Paul goes on. He said, I served the Lord with great humility, with tears in the midst, severe tests by plots by my Jewish opponent. No, he called them opponents, amen. You know I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house, I have declared both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God and to repentance. And this is what Paul turned, that they might turn to God unto repentance. And that's what we got to be teaching now. But even though you can't be afraid to teach that, you can't be afraid to say, you got to repent, you got to change your mind. And but in order to change your mind, you got to show them something different than what they've been looking at. In other words, in order for a mind to change, you got to give them something that will change their mind. You got to show them a better way. When you show them a better way and they're determined to do it that way, then they can't be afraid to change regardless of what's being said, what's being done. Determined people. And he goes on there. He said, now, the Spirit, and now compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem. Now he's going to Jerusalem. Even though he's been traveling, from place to place. He decided he's going to Jerusalem. But that was the place, going to Jerusalem would have been the place where the danger was. Are we willing to go into danger situation to get the goal accomplished? Jerusalem, not knowing, not knowing what will happen to me there, I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardship face me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim, is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying the good news of God's grace. See, even though dangers was ahead of him, the task that God gave him, he was determined that he was going to finish the race. See, we can't start this race and then not finish. It's hard to start, something and not complete it, you know, because of situation. See, this is why we say we have to have faith. He's showing us the faith that Paul had here. Even though dangers was befalling him, the Holy Spirit had already warned him that he was going to be in danger going to the Jerusalem, but yet he was so determined that he was going to finish this race. He was going to finish doing what God said, told him to do. Are we willing to complete the goal? Or we just want to start and do what it is that we want to do and go the way that we want to go. But are you determined today? If you're going to be successful in anything, it takes a determination to make things happen. The Lord has already said if you're determined to do it, amen, that he'll establish your way. He'll make it right for you to do it. But you got to have a made-up mind. See, it takes a made-up mind to walk with the Lord. And that is what Paul was saying, and my mind is made up. I believe one of the psalmists say, my heart is made up and my mind is fixed. I'm going to accomplish this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to reach my goal. I'm going to have a few problems in the midst of it, but I'm going to reach my goal. So this is where faith comes in. See, you got to have faith in the Lord to believe that God is gonna see you through. You know, somebody sang that song that God will see me through. But what he said here, you got to believe and hold on to your determination. You got to say what it is that you want to do and do what it is you say. And God said he'll cause the light to shine upon you. In other words, God will show you how to do it, but you got to be determined. See, you can't be even as James say that we can't be people that start. These kind of people are, we can't be double-minded people. A double-minded person is unstable in all their ways, so we got to get rid of the double-minded and be determined that I'm going to finish my course. I'm going to accomplish the dream and the vision that God gave me. You got to be determined to do it. And so whatever it is you desire out of life, are you determined to do it? You know, I know we go years and years and years, and some people say, well, you know, I've been on the Holy Ghost for years. But if you're really determined to get it, are you willing to do what's necessary to attain it? You know, sometimes a determined person, we have to be a determined person, kind of like Jacob was a determined person that he wanted God to bless him, so he wrestled with the angel all night. Because what? He wanted to be blessed. He was determined, you know. And even as strong as an angel is, he wrestled with himself, and then he had to wrestle with the angel. He wrestled all night long because he wanted the blessing. He was determined to get it. What, is that right? What is it in your life that you want to accomplish and you want to achieve? Are you determined? You have faith in Jesus. You believe that Jesus will help you. You believe Jesus will do it for you. Are you a determined person? Have you set a goal in your life that you want to reach? If you're running a race, are you determined to win, or are you just going to settle for second place? See, we don't want to be second place. We want to come in first place. Are we determined enough? Or do we have the faith enough to believe that Jesus is going to do what he said he's going to do? And God is going to see you through it. But if you're not determined, how is God going to work with somebody that is not determined to do this thing? Paul was a determined man. He didn't even count his life dear to himself. He said, I count not my life. My only aim is. See, his aim was his goal. In other words, if you set a goal, you set a goal for yourself sometime. And if you set a goal sometime and you reach that goal, sometimes you might just say, I'm going to do thus and so. And when I do this, this is going to happen. Or that is going to happen. So if you're a goal-minded, patient person, be determined to finish. Be determined to do what you said you're going to do. Be determined. If you want to get somebody to say, be determined. Be a determined person. What? And not give up. See, most of the time we give up just before the thing get ready to take place. We quit. We throw our hands up and say, what's the use? But Paul wasn't like that. Even though he was had the threat of death, he said, my only aim is to finish the race and complete the task that the Lord has given me. A determined man. And that's what is God saying tonight. We must be people of faith. And people of faith, God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but what? He gave it a power in the Lord to have a sound mind. God gave you a spirit to let you know that he's with you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's going to be there always to the end of the age. But you got to be determined. And I believe that is what it's going to take in these last days. It's going to take determined people. It takes determined people in order to reach their goal. So you got to be determined. Paul was a determined man. And I don't want to know, how determined are you tonight? Are you really determined to make it? Are you willing to say something? Are you willing to decree a thing? And so God can establish for you. And we not realize that what? Death and life can be in the power of the tongue. It's in the power of the tongue. If you say something, God say he'll complete it for you. Because that's where faith, comes in at, amen? Paul was determined, amen, that he was going to do what he set out to do. He wasn't going to let nothing hinder him. He wasn't going to let nothing stop him. Nobody was going to deter him. See, that's that word determined. You got deter, and then you got mind on there, huh? That means what? My mind is made up. I'm going to do this. I'm going to complete this. No matter how bad things get, no matter how things look, I'm determined. And see, when you catch people, sometimes I had a lady today, you know, she'd been sick for a while. And she said today, I'm determined to get out of this bed. I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk. I'm determined to get out of this bed. And somebody come in, she said, come on, help me get out of this bed. I want to get out of this bed. I want to walk. And she said, I'm determined to walk. It's almost like taking baby steps sometimes. A baby is always determined that he's going to walk. He might fall down, but what? He get right back up again. If we're determined we're going to finish this way, even though you fall down, you bounce right back up again. Amen? And God won't let the devil, amen, to mock you for falling down because one of the prophets said, well, when you fall down, a righteous man will fall 7 times and bounce back up to perfection. So if you're determined, you won't quit just because you fail. And I find most of the time in our walk with Christ, a lot of times people fall and then they quit. Yeah. You don't see them no more. All of a sudden, because they couldn't do it that time, the way they thought it was going to be, and all of a sudden they give up. But we can't never give up on God.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Paul wasn't going to give up. Even if it killed him, he said, you know how we say, I'm going to do it even if it killed me. Huh? Huh? Yeah. I'm going to finish this race no matter what it takes to do it, even if it kills me. See, that was a determined man. Well, he had his mind made up. He would rather die and quit. You know, we used to have that old saying, I would rather fight than switch, amen?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about determined people. And so I said, well, did Jesus really talk about determined people? Yes, he did. Jesus was a determined man, wasn't he? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. And then they write a story about a determined person. Matthew chapter 9. We're just going to reach Matthew chapter 9. Being determined. Determined people always reach the mark. But you can't reach the mark unless you're determined to reach the mark. You can't succeed unless you're determined. Matthew chapter 9, amen. Let me see what verse it says. Matthew chapter 9, amen. Matthew chapter 9. I want to start at verse 21. Oh, verse 20 here. Amen. He's talking about Jesus, after Jesus raised Jairus' daughter, but he said. He said, just then a woman who had been subjected to bleeding. I'm reading another translation here. A woman who had been subjected to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, now notice what she did. She said to herself, she decreed a thing, didn't she? She said it. In other words, she let it come out of her mouth. Now, I know a lot of times people hold up the Bible and say, well, the Bible has power. The Bible don't have no power in it, amen? Somebody might say, this is just paper and ink here. And you can shake the Bible, you can shake the Bible at the devil all you want, amen? But when the word get in you and the word come out of your mouth, that is where the power comes from, huh? When you put the word in your mouth, then that's where the power is. Then the word becomes power then. But just on the pages of the book, that's one thing. But when the word get in you, when the word get in you, or when you begin to speak the word, when you begin to say something, this woman was willing to say what she wanted. She said what she desired. She decreed a thing, you know what I mean? She said within herself. She set a goal in her life for something that she was going to do. Something that she was going to reach, you know. You know, if you don't have no goal, you can't measure you can't measure your success unless you have a goal in mind. That is why you have to say something. When I reach that goal, I can make success. I'll be successful in this thing. So she said within herself. Now here's a woman. She's been to all the doctors. She'd have spent all of her money, and now she broke. Mm-hmm. She's been trying to get healed for years, and yet she come to a dead end. You know, even when you come to the dead end in life, that's still God, amen? Mm-hmm. Huh? Even when it don't look like it worked, it ain't going to work for you, that's still God is still available to you. And people have to realize that God is available for you and that God is the one who calls you to get over it, amen. The hump that you've been trying to get over, amen, you got to say, I'm going to get over this, amen. I'm coming out of this, amen. I'm not going to allow this to hold me down. You got to say it. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself about it. You know how we talk to everybody else about it sometimes, but sometimes you got to talk this word to yourself, amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got to encourage, David encouraged himself. He said, you got to encourage yourself in this word sometimes. Mm-hmm. You got to look at a scripture and take that scripture and say, I'm standing on this scripture and I'm not going to be moved until this scripture come to pass in my life. But she said within herself, she set a goal in her life and she said something. See, that's the main thing about it. A lot of times we have the situation going on in life. But we don't say nothing about the problem that's going on. We don't talk to the problem. Mm-hmm. We talk about the problem, but we don't talk to the problem. You know, if it's something you really want to overcome, are you willing to say in a word, are you willing to say in a word, huh? That I'm going to overcome this, I'm going to beat this, I'm going to get through this? Why? Because what? I can do all things through what? Through the Christ that strengthened me, I got strength in my life. I want to stop doing this. I want to quit going over that. I want to quit going through that. What are we going to get the courage of to say something and be determined for whatever comes out of your mouth? You be determined that thing gonna come to pass. Mm-hmm. Then Job said, God would establish it unto you, and he'll show the light upon the way. But this woman said so. She had it 12 years. But she said within herself. She said in herself, amen. See, we have to realize a lot of times we're looking on the outside for God. God is not on the outside of you now. God is on the inside of you. See, a lot of times the power is not on the outside of you. The power is on the inside of you. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, so the power is in your tongue. You're taking the word off the pages of the book, and you hear that word in your heart now. The word that you hear in your heart, you want to speak that word. You want to say that word. You want to say what the word says about yourself, amen. And you want to decree and declare that about yourself. And God said he was ecstatic with what you say. That's what faith is all about. Faith is having the word of God and acting on it. It's no good just to know the word. You can know the word and not act on the word, then that doesn't do you any good. But if you put the word in your heart and let it come out of your mouth, there's power in your words. That's what Jesus has always been trying to show us, that there's power in your word, amen? And so this woman said something. What did she say? She said, well, within herself. She said within herself. Knows the goal here. Now, notice the goal that she had. That she said within herself, if I can bet what? Touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. So that was the goal. Now, from other writings of this same book, you know, this is a lot of people were standing around Jesus. And being that a lot of people standing around Jesus, she had to find a way to get to Jesus. She didn't care about the crowds around her. She had to what? She had to press her way through. You know, sometimes you got to push things out of the way to get to Jesus.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
But when you're goal-minded, you let things go sometimes. Huh?
Right.
When you're goal-minded, you do whatever it takes to accomplish the goal. You won't just sit back and say, well, I can't get through. All them people was around Jesus. No. You don't do it that way. In other words, the Bible says you have to persevere. Now, for myself, I feel like pressing my way. You got to press your way through.
Sometimes
it don't happen automatically right away sometimes. But I'm willing to endure. You see, one thing about it is, what? Those that endure, those that don't give up, those that don't stop, those that keep going. Even through the shame, when they make you ashamed, you don't quit going because you look ashamed doing it. You know, a lot of times you're doing things and because it don't look like what other people are doing, you be kind of walking ashamed. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you start measuring yourself with everybody else. And Paul said, they that what? Measure themselves by themselves are not wise, huh? See, that's not a wise thing. See, we need to measure ourselves by what the word says, huh? Because the word will help you overcome the things you need to overcome, because that's the only thing that will help you overcome. She had a problem. She had went to people, but you can't count on people. You can't put your trust in people. People will let you down. People will let you down. But God will never let you down. Amen. He said in his word, if you would decree a thing, it would be an established unto you, and the light will shine upon your way. That means that God will show you how to do it. See, sometimes that's what you say, we got to wait on the Lord, and what, be of good courage, and he'll renew your strength. See, now, out of all this time she's had this problem, she tried to find a way in the natural to get it done. But thank God that he works in the supernatural, amen? Because it had to be a supernatural thing. It couldn't be a natural way of doing it. But what if she had gave up? What if she hadn't turned to Jesus? What is it that we've been trying to change in your life and you can't get it changed? She would have died, huh? She would have died in her sickness because what? She gave up. Determined people don't give up regardless of how hard it is, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how it looks. If you know God said that to you, keep at it. keep going, amen. Huh? You see, we can't what? We can't put it, and then the thing about it, because we don't know how much time we got here, because every man's life is determined already, amen, before here. That's what God said. A man's life is already determined. If your life has been determined, they can't take you out until God gets ready to his time, can they? Huh?
Nope.
So there's no reason, so there's no need for us to have any fear of anything, because they can't take you out before time. If God has already determined your time, you don't know how long you got. And we keep putting off for tomorrow what we can do today. How do we know we're going to make it to tomorrow?
That's right.
Huh? And so whatever we got to do, we need to do it now. Huh? Time is running out, right? One thing that you can't get back is time. Mm-hmm. So you got to make, we got to make our time useful.
Right.
We can't sit around and procrastinate. Because a lot of times we've been procrastinating about things and it hasn't got done yet. Is there another word for what I want you to say something and you never do it? There's a word I'm looking for. I can't think of that word right now. But that word, you know how we do. We say it, but we never do it. Well, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. But if something you want to get done, you got to be determined to do it. This woman was determined to get to Jesus. She had to press her way. She had to push her way. She had to break through. She had to break through the crowd in order to get to Jesus. But whatever it took, she was willing to do. Determined people are goal-minded people. Determined people are not only goal-minded, but determined people are desperate people. You know, in other words, you're doing it like your life depends on it. And really walking with God, your life do depend on it, don't you? Hmm? Yeah, your life do depend on it. And she said within herself, now this is the woman, she said within herself, if I can just touch your coat, I will be healed. And Jesus turned, and verse 22, Jesus turned and saw her. Now this is what's going on here. Jesus turned around and saw her. He said, take heart, daughter, he said, your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed at that moment. She was determined that she's going to get healed. Are we just sitting back and letting the thing take over? Or are we getting up and we're going to do something about it? Are we going to do like, we're going to be determined like Jacob? Are we willing to wrestle with him all night? What are we willing to do? For whatever it is that you said that you want, for whatever it is you say you want to accomplish, are you willing to do anything different than what you're doing now? If you say you want to get up, am I doing anything? Am I just still laying there? The woman said, I'm going to get up. Said, Brother Page, I'm getting out of this bed. I'm going to walk. I'm determined. I'm going to walk. And I pray God that she was able to walk, amen. Huh? And as long as she keep trying, you know, I heard Brother Norman, he was talking about, they said to him that he was never going to walk no more. Huh? After getting hit by the truck, you know, his back messed up, his leg was messed up. They put him in the nursing home. They said, well brother, you ain't going to walk no more. You ain't going to never walk no more. But he said, I was determined I was going to walk. I mean, he's not walking the best now, but at least what? He's walking, amen. Because he had, what did he had a determination, huh? I thought about another brother we got, Brother Duffy. I thought about Brother Duffy is a brother that we know, used to be in the church with us. Brother Duffy don't have no legs. He was down in Houston one night, and the car broke down out on the freeway. And they was going to get out and push the car out of the road. And he said he got behind the car to push the car out of the road. And when he got behind to push the car out of the road, another car ran into the back of the car. Bam! Cut his leg off. You said he was just jumping around there with no legs playing out there, cut his leg off, ran into the back of the car. And they told Brother Duffy, said, "Brother, you ain't going to never walk no more." Said, you're going to be like this. You're going to be in the wheelchair all your life. But Brother Duffy said, he said within himself, "I'm going to walk again." And he said, "Everything that you told me that I wasn't going to do, I'm going to do it." He said that to himself. "Everything that you told me that I wasn't going to do, that's what I intend to do." And that's what he wanted to make the devil out of a lie. See, sometimes you got to make the devil out of a liar, amen. The thing that the devil told you you wasn't going to do, if you're determined to do that, then you'll be able to do it because God will make a way for you to do it. And so Brother Duffy said he wasn't going to walk, so he got healed, got his knees and stuff healed. And when Brother Duffy was around, rather than walking, when he would work on a car, procrastination, that's the word I was looking for, procrastination. But Brother Duffy, he was determined that he was going to walk again because his leg was all the way up to his knees, you know, he couldn't bend his knees and things. So they said, "Well, Brother, you just ain't going to be able to walk." And if you saw Brother Duffy walk in his church, he might have a little limp, but you would never know, hardly know Brother Duffy had on wooden legs. Brother Duffy climbed ladders. We was paying the building up in Liver. We had got a contract to pay the building for the state. Brother Duffy is out there paying. I don't know how he got up them steps, but somehow he climbed the ladder on the prosthetic because they said he wasn't going to be able to do that no more. They told Brother Duffy, said, "You're not going to be able to drive your car no more." Brother Duffy drive your car, he'd drive my car, he'd drive his car, and he everything he told you he wasn't going to do. He said within himself, "I'm going to do this." And if you see Brother Duffy walking now, the last time I talked to him, he said that the police beat him up there in Nebraska. And then that they beat him up in Nebraska, he got $5 million out of it. But then beating him up there in Nebraska, he moved back to Texas. Brother Duffy said, "Now, I got me some good legs now, brother. I got some good legs now." But you see, he could have just laid there. He could have just laid in the bed and took what the doctors told him he wasn't going to do. He could have just laid there. But he didn't lay there. And Brother Duffy is so bold, he won't even park in a handicapped spot. I mean, we might go, we can walk. Because I know I'd be wanting to park in the handicapped spot. But Brother Duffy refused to park in the handicapped spot because what? Because he said he's not handicapped. God didn't make him handicapped. God didn't make him to have to what? Ride around in a wheelchair all his life. He said he refused to let what the doctor said that couldn't be done. He knew that he could do it through the strength that God gave him. And God gave Brother Duffy the strength, amen, to be able to walk. He cut hair. He's a good barber. You want a barber, he good to cut your hair. He good with his hands. He make things. He was making pictures and things, put it in the restaurant. And then people were paying $75, $150, $200 for some little wire stuff he would put together and put it on the frame. And people were buying that stuff up like crazy. I said, look at God. Look at how God. See, whenever you got a bad situation, God can turn that situation around. Huh? God was causing people to buy little pictures and stuff he made by his hand, paying $150, $200 for little things that he was making. See, God will turn your way around if you will believe, amen. That's all God is getting want us to do. See, this woman just refused to allow herself to be in that condition. She made up her mind. She was determined that she was going to touch Jesus. Brother Duffy made up his mind. He was determined he was going to do everything that the doctor told him what he wasn't going to do. He said within himself, what? I can do all things through the Christ that strengthened me. And if you saw, brother, if he came walking now, being that he got the new leg, he might not even be limping now. See, you can overcome anything if you're determined to do it. It don't matter what is in your way. You can overcome poverty if you're determined to do it, huh? You can get out of the ditch if you're determined to do it. But if you just lay there and never make a move to do anything about it, you'll be like that man that was at the pool of water for what? Was it 38 years? That man was at the pool of water. He was laying there beside the pool for what?
38 years.
And here's this man laying there 38 years, waiting on somebody else to do something for him. How many times we've been sitting around waiting for somebody else to do something for us? And not get up and do it ourselves, huh? When Jesus came to that man, Jesus didn't tell that man, you healed. I didn't see where he said that, told that man he was healed. The only thing he said to the man, take up your bed and walk, huh? Mm-hmm. Huh? I mean, the man could have been sitting there fussing. Can't you see I've been laying here all this time? Can't you see I can't walk? Can't you see? But Jesus was there to tell them to get up, huh? Mm-hmm. And the man picked up his bed and took off walking, amen?
Yeah.
But for 38 years, he was wasting time just laying there. What was that word I was trying to use a while ago?
Procrastinating.
I'm going to get up today. I'm going to get up tomorrow. You know, we have a thief in our life. We have thieves in our lives that we don't recognize. We think it's the devil sometimes. We said the thief coming, but to what? To rob, kill, to steal, and destroy. You got to recognize you got a thief in your life. Do you realize laziness sometimes can be the thief in our life? Huh? Procrastinate, whatever.
Procrastination
can be the thief in your life. You know, you got something that needs to be fixed. That's me right there. You got things that need to be fixed. I needed a light put up, and I've been saying I'm going to put the light for months. And Becca said it's been for years. But I've been saying, and finally today, I just got up and didn't take me but a few minutes to get it in. And I said, I could have been doing this. So what was I doing? I was sitting around procrastinating. I wasn't determined to do it right then, huh? My mind wasn't made up to do it. But as soon as I made my mind up, I went and did it. Huh? Mm-hmm. See, that's all it takes for us. If we're going to be successful in life, we're going to be successful in God. If we're going to have success in it, you can't procrastinate. You got to stop procrastinating. You got to get up. Huh? Be determined to overcome. Whatever situation you're in, be determined to get out of it, huh? I had a brother online, he in prison. And he said, I'm determined to get out of here. Huh? So he's taking classes. And he wants to be a health, let me see, he wants to be a health counselor. He's in jail. He said, you know, brother, he said, I've been sitting around in jail for these years I've been in here. He said, so I decided I wasn't just going to sit back while I was in jail. I was going to do something. So I got up and started getting my education. He said, thank God I just got my GED. I'm 54 years old. I just got my GED last week. You see, he's got a made up mind there. And he said, now I'm going to educate my way out of this prison. Mm-hmm. 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 See, he's not just sitting back. Mm-hmm. He's doing something. He's not just laying there. Mm-hmm. Even though he's in a bad situation, he said, I believe God's going to get me out. He said, I thank God for the line that I came to. I got prayed for. And he said, I don't know what happened to me, but something changed in my life. And so I'm glad to be on the line because something changed in me. And now I got a determination that I'm going to work my way out of this prison. Huh? Huh? Yeah, I'm going to live godly in this prison because a lot of stuff going on in prison, but he's determined that he's not going to get messed up in the game. You know what I mean? But because they're going to do everything to pressure you there. But he said, I'm determined that I'm not going to get involved with all of that stuff going on. See, it takes determination to do this, right? Amen?
Yeah.
Huh? Daniel 1 and 8, it said that, and Daniel purposed, and he purposed. See, when you got purpose in mind, Daniel purposed in his heart that he wouldn't have defiled himself with the king's table. See, he made his mind up that was something he was going to do. Anything that you don't want to do in life, you got to be determined not to do it. If you don't want to sin in your life, you got to be determined that I'm not going to do it. Huh? You got the will. You got the purpose in your heart. You got a purpose in your mind that you are not going to do something. And then just like you purpose in your mind what you are not going to do, you got to have purpose for the thing that you want to do. Amen? See, it works hand in hand. It works hand in hand. See, Jesus was purposed that he was going to the cross. He wasn't going to let nothing stop him from going there. And so even though they did it wrong, he still had purpose in mind. See, when you got purpose in mind, amen, you're always to resist the temptation that comes against you. Huh? When you got purpose in mind, you won't let things hinder you. And so this woman, what? She said within herself. She made a mind up of something she was going to do. And when you make your mind up, you don't let nothing stop you from doing it. And so sometimes, you know, even people don't like, there are some people don't even like Jesus, but if the right situation comes along, they'll start calling on Jesus too.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Huh? Huh? I tell you, the atheists and things, they're determined that they're not going to acknowledge Jesus. They're not even going to acknowledge God. But as soon as something happens, the first thing come out of their mouth is what? Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, get me.
That's the first thing fly out of their mouth because, you know, see, it is harder to not believe in something than it is to believe. Luke chapter 8, verse 40. I'm talking about determined people now. And that brother Dusty, he's been a good example to me. Because a lot of things I didn't want to do, and Brother Duffy was out there doing it, made me ashamed. that he out there with no leg, working on cars, painting houses, amen, putting up sheetrock. He could do all that work. No leg. He's determined that he's not going to be a handicap.
What's that one?
Luke chapter 8, verse 40. It says, now when Jesus returned, he was coming. And the crowd welcomed him. They was all expecting him. So it showed they was expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader. I mean that, you know, he was one of them Pharisees, one of those preachers, synagogue leader, you know. He had some type of position in the church. And during this time, you have to know that the Pharisees and things, they didn't like Jesus. They didn't want to be around Jesus. They were the prejudiced people, you know. They thought they were suffering. But here it is. A synagogue leader came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house because his only daughter, a girl about 12, was dying. Thank God that he had to believe that Jesus was a resurrection. Or Jesus could raise the dead, otherwise he wouldn't have been coming. But yet he being one of those leaders, a Pharisee, that he wouldn't even want to have nothing to do with Jesus. But whenever you get in the desperate, when people get in desperate situations, people will do desperate things. See, sometimes God has to let us get into a desperate situation before we change. But here, this man now, he wanted to get to Jesus now because even though he didn't want to be around Jesus, but now because of his daughter, he's pleading with Jesus. See, people who are determined to get something, they don't care what they have to do to get it. Huh? When you want something bad enough, you don't care what you have to do to get it. Amen?
Nope.
Huh? So I can remember back in the time, my uncle and them used to go to the bank, and the first thing they do, they go in the bank, and they be cussing the man out before they go to the bank. And then they get in the bank, and all of a sudden they pull that hat off. Yeah, sir. Why is it? They want something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're willing to do what's necessary to obtain what they want. So this man was pleading. This man was pleading with Jesus. And for people who want something bad enough, they don't have no problem pleading. See, when you talk about pleading, it's an earnest appeal. When you earnestly appealing for something, you want something, you desire something. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have no trouble pleading with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Huh? See, if it takes to get your breakthrough, if you got to plead with God all day, if you're determined you want something done, you'll do it all night. You'll do what it takes to get it, won't you, huh? See, David wanted to be, I thought about David wanted to be accepted by his enemies, you know. And David started acting like a fool. He started acting crazy, swallowing at the mouth, acting crazy in front of him because what? He needed help at that time. He was willing to make a fool out of himself just so that they wouldn't kill him, they would accept him. You see, whenever you desire something bad enough, you'll be willing to do what's necessary. So this man, he was pleading. He was begging earnestly. And I believe that the Bible said the affection and the fervent prayer, James 5:16, that the affection and fervent prayer of the righteous man will avail. So when you're praying and you're earnestly praying, God will answer your prayer. See, he won't allow you to sit there and ask for something that he knows that he can give it to you. Whether you're a sinner or a saint, it don't matter, you know. Somebody said, well, God don't answer sinners' prayer. Well, how you got saved then? If God don't answer sinners' prayer, none of us would be saved. You didn't become a saint until you got saved. So before you became a saint, you plead earnestly. If you wanted God to save you, you would do what's necessary to be saved. You wouldn't sit around and ask all these questions of what's going on. If you wanted God to do something for you, you'd be willing to do it. So Jairus, he was willing to plead with Jesus to heal his only daughter. If you got a child in trouble there, you don't mind pleading with God, for you'll do what's necessary for God to heal him. If you got to go 21 days, you got to fast 21 days in order for it to take place, you'll do it. You don't mind giving a sacrifice. People who have earnest desire for something, they don't mind sacrificing something. They don't mind giving up something. They don't mind putting away something. They don't mind stop doing something. When you're serious about the matter, you'll be like this man. You will plead with Jesus. I don't know what the one translation might say, he begged Jesus. I don't know what the other translation say. The other translation might have said that he begged him or he cried out to him. But nevertheless, he got what he wanted. He did what necessary to get it. And so here he is, he did it. And Jesus, and goes ahead. And Jesus was on his way. The crowd almost crushed him. Now they get back to the same woman who was bleeding. But this man, he had a desire he wouldn't give up. You know, when you want to be heard by Jesus, I thought about the man that had the issue of blood. But the man that had the issue of blood, he was a man that was determined to be heard. When Jesus was coming by, he said, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And all the people were saying, shut up, man. He don't want to hear what you say. But the more they tried to hear him to hush, the louder he got. He was determined to get Jesus' attention. You know, sometimes we got to do things to get God's attention, amen. And whatever it takes to get his attention, if you're determined to get God's attention, then you do what's necessary that will get his attention. Faith gets God's attention, gets the Lord's attention, amen. This man got Jesus' attention by shouting and hollering and crying out, amen. Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus healed him because he was determined that Jesus was going to pay attention to him so that he can get healed, amen. And so if we are people of God, whatever it is that we desire of the Lord, we have to be willing to do what's necessary to obtain it. We can't just sit back and wait on something to happen. Sometimes you got to make things happen, huh?
Yep.
Huh?
Right.
Sometimes we're waiting on a change. We got to make changes. Amen. Saints of God, if we're going to have the care church, if care church going to be what we want it to be a center to help everybody else, to help other people, we got to be willing to do what's necessary so that the change can come.
Yeah.
It ain't going to just happen by itself, huh? It ain't going to grow by itself. Amen. We got to be determined to make this thing work. It don't take a crowd to make something happen, amen? Huh? Jesus didn't take the 12. He had 12 people, and one of them was the devil. And turned the world upside down because what? Those people was willing to work. See, one thing you got to have in everything, no matter what we're doing, you got to have a mind to want to work. You got to have a mind to want to do something. You can't just expect something to happen. And we haven't done anything for anything to happen. If you're determined, you'll do some things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. Huh? You'll talk to some people that you don't ordinarily talk to. Huh? Huh? You'll start seeing people. And you'll walk in and start a conversation with them. Because what? I want to change. I want a change to take place, huh? Huh? I want to invite them to Jesus. And like I said the other week, I told you I was out there. I saw a person that didn't look like they need no help because they were driving a nice car, had nice clothes on. And somehow I just started up a conversation with her. And I said, Lord, this woman got more problems than I got. And looked like she's riding good and looking good. And like she's smelling good and everything. And here, when I got the conversation with her, she had more problems than I'm having, and she was looking good. See, I thought because she was looking good, she didn't have no problem. But we can't look at the outside of a person no more, amen? There's a lot of people that we can talk to and that want to hear some good things about Jesus. We don't talk to them because we don't think they need anything. But we won't change. We got to be determined to do things to bring a change. If we don't do nothing to bring change, how's change ever going to come into place? How are we expecting anything? If we didn't sow no seed, how do we expect to get a harvest? See, it's harvest time right now, amen? And we got to be determined that we're going to reap some of this harvest that's out here now. People are in a mess right now. I say the world is in a mess. And being that the world is in a mess, we got to be determined that we're going to change some people's lives. Amen. Now, lives need to be changed. People need to be brought in. Not just the poor folks all the time. I have said the poor people, but I'm finding out the rich people need some help too. Because the rich got more words than we got. The rich is worried about losing their money. We're not worried about losing our money. And we ain't got that much, amen. But they're worried about losing a whole lot of money. They need some help. They need an answer, amen. And the Bible said we should always be willing to give an answer, have an answer for those who come to us for the answer. So we got to be determined. We got to be determined to do something. If you're never determined to do something, ain't nothing going to happen. It takes determination to be successful. And I'm not just talking about successful in business, successful in the word, successful in the church. Wherever success is, it always happened because somebody had a determination to do something. They didn't care what people said about it. Went to prison because, you know, he said, well, whatever, what I know, what I saw is what I saw, and what I know is what I know. I'm going to say what I know. I'm not going to let you silence me. See, we got to get to a place where we're not going to be silent anymore, amen? We're going to be the one that speak up. We're going to be the one that talk up. Because Jesus has already paid the price for us to be successful. Now, I know we look at the scripture, I wish that you would prosper and be in health even if your soul prosper. I know what he said. I wish you would prosper on your journey. I want your journey to be successful even if your soul prosper. I know that's what he said, but the word that says, I want you to prosper also. I want you to prosper in life because he came that we might have life and have an abundant life, amen. And so that means he does want us to have an abundant life, you know. And he wants your soul to prosper also because he gave us his word and gave us the Holy Ghost, the Spirit on the inside of us, amen. So he wants us to prosper. See, if God has made us the head and not the tail, why are we always the one that don't help? You know why it is? We like that because we've been in fear. We're scared to step out on faith. We're scared to step out on faith. You know, I told you what the rich man told me. He said, Paige, do you know why black people are not successful? I said, no. He said, because black people scared of debt, Paige. Black people scared of debt. He said, we're afraid of stuff. He said, I've been bankrupt 3 times, Paige. I said, you've been bankrupt 3 times? He said, yeah, I've been bankrupt 3 times. I said, well, how do you keep going back and getting money then? He said, well, I just incorporate and go back and get me some more money. Huh? And said, if it don't work, I just close that corporation down and go open me another and go back and get me some more money. I said, they do that? He said, yeah, Paige, that's the way you do it. He said, if you can help it, don't never spend your money on anything. Huh? He said, always use the bank money. He said, go open your corporation. Go down and borrow money on the corporation. It ain't in your name, so I still got good credit. He said, I got good credit, man. I said, but you've been up 3 times. He said, I still got good credit because the corporation was the one that lost the money, not me. He said, see how we're afraid. Prevost's been teaching the last 2 weeks. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Just a lot of destruction comes for lack of knowledge. See, we don't know these things, and we don't operate out of these things. And we don't do these things because we got fear. We got fear. And we're not supposed to be the people of fear. We're supposed to be people of faith, amen. See, if you're determined to do it, God will show you a way. He'll open doors that can't be shut, and he'll shut doors for you. And he'll open up doors for you. In other words, the Lord said, I give you an opportunity. I give you some opportunity to do some things, but you got to be determined. You can't just try one thing, then not do anything else. You can't go to one place because that place closed the door on you. You go to the next door, knock on the next door, amen. If that door closed on you, you go to the next door. Everybody that you know that's been successful, they have fear. You show me a person that has never failed, and I'll show you a person that never done anything.
Are you gonna fail if you never did nothing?
Yeah, you never can fail if you never did nothing. That's right. Amen. And so, if we want to make it, you got to be determined, and ask God to open some doors for you. I know you want to get into some things. Ask God to open that door for you. Be determined to get in that door, I thought about a man here. A guy wanted a job at this big corporation. And he went and put an application. And the man told him that, well, we don't need nobody. The guy said, okay. The guy left out and went back home. The next day, you know where he was? He was right back at the same office again. Determined, you know. He was determined he was going to get a job there, you know. The man said, well, weren't you here yesterday? He said, yeah, I was there yesterday. He said, well, I told you we didn't need nobody. He said, I know, but you could have changed your mind today. And so I came back today. The man said, well, we don't need nobody. The guy said, okay. The guy went back home. The next morning, guess where he was the next morning? He's back at the same place. He's back at the
same place. He was just coming, wasn't
he? See, that's what determines people. What I'm trying to show you, what determines people would do. And the next day, he was back for the next day. The guy said, well, man, what did you hear yesterday? Did I tell you I didn't need anybody? He said, yeah, but I need this job. And so the man said, well, go get me some coffee. And so the man hired him to go get coffee. That's how it started off. See, he got his foot in the door. Mm-hmm. And once he got his foot in the door, he moved up to the executive director. He moved up to an executive director. But it took determination
wow.
for him to get in there. Huh?
Wow.
See, he started off at the bottom. Sometimes you got to start at the bottom to make it to the top.
Amen.
Huh? He said you can't be afraid to start at the bottom sometimes. Sometimes you just got to get your foot in the door, but it takes determination sometimes to get your foot in the door. And because the man saw how determined this man was, he was willing to give this man a chance because he saw there was determination in this man. He saw the faith that was in this man, that this man wanted the job. So if we're going to be people that to be successful, come on, so I got to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
See, you just can't sit in the same place all your life and never want to move up. There's a lady in our church. Let me talk. I'm going to quit. But there was a lady in our church. Her name was Sister Mason. What's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sister Mason. Maybe that's her name. Eartha Mason. Eartha? Her name was Eartha Mason. Eartha Mason didn't finish high school. I think she got to the 16, I think she got to the 9th grade or the 10th grade. And then she had to drop out because back in those days, when you had a baby, you couldn't go to school, you know. So she had to drop out of school. When we moved to Liberal, she was working at this job. She was working in the bank. And I was saying, well, and I started talking, I said, well, Sister Eartha, work at the bank? She said, yeah. See. And then, you know, back in that time, they weren't hiring a lot of us in the bank at the time either, you know.
Yeah.
And I get that Sister Mason. She said, never did. She said, Brother Pace, I didn't even know how to type. We didn't have the computers like they got now. She said, I didn't even know how to type, Brother Pace.
Yeah.
I said, well, how'd you get that job then? She said, I asked God to teach me how to type. And God taught me how to type. She spoke very proper English. Very proper English. 9th grade. Now, for the position that she had, they wouldn't have allowed just anybody to have that position because number one, you're supposed to have at least a high school graduate, some college to have a job, you know, she had. He didn't have none of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
But yet she held the job down. I don't know how many years she worked there after we got there. But yet she held that job down without being qualified. See?
Yeah.
Huh?
That was when
we
left there.
Oh, Vic said she had the job until after we left there.
No. Yeah, I said, she was there when we left.
Yeah, she was still there when we left. So that means she had a long time. No high school diploma. She didn't even have a GED. But yet she could type. And yet she could answer the phone. And yet she could talk with the biggest of them. But because she was determined that she wasn't going to let her education hold her down. See, God can put you in places that you weren't supposed to get in, but you got to be determined to get there. God can turn, when life seemed to be at its worst point, God can turn it around for you. All God is saying, once you make up your mind to do it, you can do it. And so get your mind made up about Jesus. Have faith in God. That's the thing. Have faith in God. To believe that God is able to do anything. That God can put you in places that you don't deserve according to the the world standard, according to the world standard, that you don't even deserve to be in, but you got to be determined. That's it for tonight. Amen. For everybody, amen. Just talk about being determined, amen. Anybody got anything to say, anything before we go here? Be determined. All I'm saying, be determined. Any testimony, any prayer request, whatever you got, amen. Anything you want to add or you want to say?
Yeah, nothing.
Go ahead.
That's a good step to pass up the preach because I'm a living proof that when you determined to do something, that ain't nothing gonna get in your way. You got it gonna happen. You know, you believe in yourself, look what I did for 55 years. One eye. They say I couldn't do it. One eye. For 55 years, I did for people, for man, say people I couldn't do. Okay? So when you're determined to do something, you're going to do it. And God got to back you up. Cause I never let him down. I said, God, help me get this job. And he always right there, and I always got it. Now, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. You know, and something that you preached about tonight, you know, I just think about, you know, how strong people are, you know, about your determination. That's a good thing, Pastor. Good thing. If you were to do something, you're going to do it. That's all to it. Go ahead. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Go ahead, Brother Prevost.
Amen, Pastor. I just thank God for the word tonight. I thank God, like you said, we got to be in the season where we determine. We just don't give up. We don't stop. We just keep going no matter what. I just thank God for the word.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. All right. Anyone else? Sister Prevost? Oh, she got a good testimony.
Stay determined.
Stay determined, Gina. Stay determined. Gina said, stay determined. Amen. Well, anyway, Father, we thank you tonight. Go ahead, sister.
Thank you for the word. Yeah, we got to stay determined, you know, whatever we set our minds to, believe that we can do it, because the word says Christ, we can do all things, and it's nothing that's impossible. It's nothing that's impossible. And the example I gave me is, you know, when you see your favorite commercial with your favorite food on it, you're looking at it, and you're like, oh, I want that. You know, you imagine yourself eating it and how it tastes in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? So you determined to go get that food. Ain't nothing stopping you. I don't care if you down to your last $2, you want to go get that food that you So we got to, you know, just a little example, you know, the same way we got to be with whatever dream that we have. You can't let nothing stop you, just like everything you said, Pastor. Bless you.
Amen. Well, praise God then. Well, Lord, we just thank you then for your word, Lord. We thank you for a word of encouragement, Lord. We know that you're with us. And, Lord, we know we can do all things through you that give us strength. And, Lord, you have created us for good works. And we want to thank you for your creation, Lord. You have made us in your image, so, Lord, and there's nothing, Lord, that you can't do, Lord. And you said the same for us. And we want to thank you, Lord, for giving us the privilege, Lord, to overcome the things we need to overcome, to be able to do the things we need to do. And we thank you for your spirit, Lord, that enable us. You give us the enabling power, Lord, to do what we couldn't do on our own. And so, Lord, we thank you for it now. in this word and ask you to bless the people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you in the difference in Jesus' name.
What are you doing here, boy?
Thank you.